From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. State and federal officials have signed an environmental review for an Alaska road project decades in the making. Wednesday's signing was hailed as a milestone for the project, which Governor Bill Walker's office says will allow the state to address longstanding safety issues on a stretch of the Sterling Highway. The often congested scenic highway is used by locals and tourists to reach popular fishing and recreation areas on the Kenai Peninsula. The U.S. Navy has started testing and training submarines under sea ice off Alaska's north coast. That takes place every other year. Three U.S. submarines and a British sub will take part in the five-week exercise that the Navy calls ICEX 2018. The Navy will set up a temporary command center camp on sea ice in the Beaufort Sea, about 150 to 175 miles north of Prudhoe Bay, to oversee the under-ice navigation and torpedo exercises. Trident Seafoods will pay $300,000 in a settlement with the federal government for Clean Water Act violations at plants in Sandpoint and Wrangell. In both locations, the fines are the result of Trident discharging more fish waste than they were legally allowed to. EPA spokesman Bill Dunbar says in Sandpoint, Trident will remove nearly 3.5 acres of waste from the seafloor near their plant.
These are enormous numbers of fish that are being processed in one place. So all of that fish waste gets deposited in enormous volume in essentially still water. The currents don't take that fish waste away. That waste tends to pile up on the seafloor.
Those piles create a gelatinous goo, Dunbar says, that carpets the seafloor, killing anything underneath it. And it's been around for a while. The Alaska House Finance Committee has approved funding 4 additional lawyers to work in the Public Defender Agency. They approved the money at a meeting on Monday. Alaska Public Defender Quinlan Steiner says that without more lawyers, his agency would turn down cases.
There's a principle of ethics that requires a lawyer not to accept a case if they can't competently handle that case, and not having enough time would be that reason, so we would attempt to refuse cases.
Steiner says if judges agree to those attempts, then it would cost the state more to hire private defense attorneys. Steiner says if judges say no, that would lead to substantial delays to resolve cases. Anchorage Independent Representative Jason Grenn sponsored the amendment to provide $1 million to pay for the 4 lawyers and 1 support staff member. He notes that public defenders at the agency have too many cases, according to state and national standards.
One example is using the American Bar Association guideline for maximum ethical caseloads. It's about 150 cases per attorney per year. In FY 2018, public defender agency is projected to have 160 cases per year per attorney.
The committee voted along caucus lines 7-4 to approve the amendment. Let's take a quick look at weather. It's 34 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport right now. Winter weather advisory is in effect until midnight tonight. That's the latest from the KTO newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea.